FuelCastTV.com.
Welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour on this Wednesday, June 12, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the show right now is my personally endorsed candidate that I'm endorsing for Montmorency County Clerk. Timothy Jacobs is on the line. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Randy. How's it going?
Good, good, good. You've been looking into some things about Montmorency elections, and you've discovered some things that happened back in 2020. Explain that to the folks.
Oh, boy, have I. let's start with this. We had some canvassers go around starting after the election in 20. It was springtime of 21. And I have put together all of this data that they collected. And I'm going to start with dead voters in Montmorency County, okay? So in 2020... Montmorency County had 16 dead voters actually vote in the election. Okay, that's number one. Number two, two of our townships, Montmorency Township and Vienna Township, had a total of 400 missing or late votes. So what is a missing or late vote? Basically, what that means is anybody that was registered to vote and has voted in the past, but for some reason doesn't show up as casting their vote. So what we did is these canvassers went through, and they went door to door, according to the QVF, and knocked on doors and got answers from people. We have signed affidavits. I have 16 of them from about 60 houses that our canvassers went to, of people that stating this is absolutely false. I went right to the township and I voted in person, cast my vote, had my proof, got my sticker, but nothing counted. I just don't understand how this is happening. I do understand how this is happening.
Sure.
Why it continues to be able to happen. You know,
exactly.
Why are we not doing things about it?
Well, because the qualified voter files, Tim, are not cleaned up and locked down and protected, and that's why these games are able to be played.
Absolutely. Well, and here's further proof to that, Randy. So we went back through, again, going door to door and talking to some of these people where we have multiple people at a household, for instance, that are registered to vote. They're on the QVF. Some of these people haven't lived at these houses in 20 years, 30 years. 60 years, there was a couple people on this file that haven't lived there. Now, I understand, you know, you might miss a couple here and there when you're trying to clean up this QVF. But 20, 30, 40 years worth of people, I mean, either
yeah.
You're cleaning it up and it's being brought back to you via the Secretary of State, which we've talked about on the show before, as we, you know, that's a possibility.
Yep.
Or you're not scrubbing these files at all. I mean, both are very alarming.
Absolutely. Now, this happened under the current incumbent county clerk, that is the clerk who had posted on social media that 2020 was the most secure, absolutely perfect election we've ever held in Montmorency County. She said that publicly and stands behind these dead people and people who have not lived in these homes for decades. She supports all this.
Oh, correct. I mean, everything that she speaks comes right from Secretary of State Benson's playbook. I mean, it's verbatim. There's nothing to question, nothing to see. And here's the other fact, okay? So in August of 21, the lead canvasser had went in front of our Board of Commissioners and gave a presentation on all of these findings that I'm talking to you about right now.
Sure.
And brought all this evidence up. Board of Commissioners defers, which I don't know why in the hell, sorry for the language, they
yep.
would defer to the incumbent clerk, okay? But they did. They said, Cheryl, what do you think? Do we need to, you know, further investigate this? Absolutely not. This election was clean, safe, and fair. There's no reason. there's evidence. There's evidence being brought forth in a presentation that was just given showing you otherwise. But instead of the commissioner standing up and doing their job and wanting an investigation done, we defer to the clerk who's all over it, and doesn't allow for this to happen.
Right.
You know, all these things are on the minutes. I mean, I got the minutes in front of me
from, well, because
from August 25th to 21st.
Tim, the reason for that is because she's duly elected as the clerk, just like the sheriff is duly elected for the entire county. The county commissioners do not represent the whole county. They represent districts within the county. So what they believe falsely is that they have to acquiesce to the sheriff and to the clerk prosecutor because they're duly elected on their own representing the whole county. That's not true. The Board of Commissioners handles the budget for each one of these elected offices. Did you know that if you don't like what your sheriff is doing as a Board of Commissioner, as a board, you could reduce his budget to $1 and say, the jail, run the squad cars, do everything with this dollar, spend it wisely. And there's not a dang thing the sheriff could do about it. They could defund the clerk's office if she's not doing her job. Why are your county commissioners over there not listening? And why are they falsely believing they have to acquiesce to this clerk?
Right. And that's the main question. And you know, you start kind of looking at ties, right? And we talked about this a little last segment when we were on about people kind of being intertwined. And that's what you're getting. You're getting, you know, clerks that are tied in with the sheriff and a sheriff that's tied in with one of the commissioners. And there's things happening that, you know, there's nepotism, there's favoritism, and there's cronyism. And these things are happening in Montmorency County. And we don't want to believe it, you know, but it's there. The proof is there.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. You are running as a candidate for Montmorency County Clerk because you're going to clean up the qualified voter files. You're going to lock them down. You're going to protect them from the Secretary of State. You're going to run clean elections in Montmorency. Let me ask you this question. How is your opposition responding, and what are they doing putting a false narrative out there about some kind of, I'm hearing rumors of some real Republicans in Montmorency? What the heck's going on?
Yeah, so shortly after we talked last time, the Montmorency County GOP came out and made an endorsement, which is very unheard of, especially in a primary. But they felt it was extreme circumstance. They had the right to do so. They decided to endorse myself, Sherry Eggett for treasurer, and Mike Carl for sheriff, Todd Smallenberg, and Josh Saul. So shortly after this comes out, you know how media is. It's Facebook, it's all these social media platforms, and it just goes berserk. You have all these people from that camp saying, well, you can't do that. That's illegal. Why would they do that? Why are they not backing somebody that's been in office for 24 years? And that's the exact question that people should be asking. It is unheard of for a GOP to all of a sudden not back somebody that's been in office for 24 years. There's got to be a reason. That's the question that people need to be asking and not find that it's egregious that the GOP would endorse anybody but an incumbent. There's a reason. So then what happens is you have a group of people that now create their own real Republicans of Montmorency County, and they go ahead and they endorse the incumbent sheriff, and the challenging treasurer, okay? The only one of the three that were quote-unquote endorsed that actually spoke up and said, hey, I don't know where this party came from, I want nothing to do with it, is the challenging treasurer. The other two remained dormant, no comment.
Right.
Nothing in the public about it. Not denying this. To me, that speaks volumes. Why are you not standing up and saying, I don't support this, I had nothing to do with this, I know nothing about it? Because to me, that's more of a conspiracy.
Right. You know, what they're doing is trying to keep their power. You know, I had Mike Carl on the show for sheriff, and he told me that five of the last seven budgets for the sheriff's department, the current sheriff ignored it and didn't balance his budget, overspent the money that the county commissioners gave him. They had to give special appropriations to cover the extra money that he spent. And it's like, what? I what the hell is going on in Montmorency County?
Yeah, it's so incestuous that these ties, you know, and nobody wants to stand up and do anything about it. That's why I'm running. That's why Mike is running. Like, we want Mayberry back, so to speak, okay? We want to know that our officials are doing their jobs. They're interacting with the citizens of the county, the business owners. We're getting back to the basics. We have lost touch with this in the last several years, decades, okay? And we need it back. We need to get back to this involvement of our citizens in challenging and getting to the root causes of things, or we're just going to be living in the same insanity that we've created for ourselves now.
Right, exactly. All right, sir. Well, I appreciate it again. As everybody, in full transparency disclosure, I have personally endorsed you, Timothy Jacobs, for Montmorency County Clerk. I've also endorsed Mike Carl for Sheriff, and these other people. You know, you guys got to wake up. These county commissioners better see this as a strong sign that changes are coming. And if they're not primary challenged this year, they will be the next time they're up for reelection. You guys need to straighten up your act and fly straight, support Timothy Jacobs for clerk, Mike Carl for sheriff, and clean this county up. If not, your days are numbered. We'll get you next time. Tim, we appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks, Randy. Have a good afternoon.
You too, sir. Take back Mayberry. It seems to be the theme for today's show. We're going to do it in Onaway School District this November. We're going to do it down in Heartland, Michigan. We're going to do it in Montmorency. We're going to do it in Presque Isle. We're going to do it here in Antrim County. And you know what the interesting part of it is? All of you guys are part of our radio family. You listen to the show, you get informed, you get engaged, you take action. That's who we are. We have the owner of this radio station running for county clerk in Antrim County. We are not asking you guys to do anything that we're not willing to do. Now, I got to go out and put up the last 7 4x4 signs and the last 250 yard signs for Vicky's campaign. I'm doing that myself. What are you going to do? Last segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. After I go out and put out some more signs, I'm going to be heading up to the Northern Lights Recreation Center there in Harbor Springs. ERG, Emmett Responsible Government Organization, is hosting Pizza Party. Pizza and Politics. The pizza's at 6:30. The meeting will start at 7. They're going to be vetting and talking with candidates running in Emmett County. I believe the sheriff candidates are going to be there. Perhaps Brett Gooding, I believe, is coming. If not, I'll get up and speak on his behalf. Going to ask the sheriff some tough questions. If you would like the flyer, text me ERG, E-R-G. It's tonight. If you live in Petoskey, if you live in Emmett County, you need to come to this event. This is going to be very informative, very enlightening, and you're going to learn something, especially about the sheriffs. Dan Lyman, editor-in-chief of Border Hawk News, is going to be doing an invasion at our southern border presentation. Northern Lights Recreation Center. Basically, you're going up 119. Heading towards Harbor Springs. It's on the right across from the state park. Pizza is at 6:30. The program will begin at 7. Candidates running as Republicans. Free parking, free speech, free pizza, and free the J6ers. Nice flyer. If you want the flyer, text me ERG. I'll send it to you. If not, I'll see you guys there. You see, you have to understand something. If you're in Emmett County, you need to come because these are going to be your next sheriffs for 4 years. The current sheriff is retiring. He's gone. He's being replaced, as is the sheriff in Sheboygan County. I personally endorse John Studer for sheriff in Sheboygan. We need change, people. We need the good old boys club gone. So the bottom line is you come, you hear, you ask the questions, you hold them accountable, and then you tell people about what you heard tonight at this meeting. That's how this works. Do I want to drive all the way to Harbor Springs? No. I got a beautiful day, cool weather. I could be putting out signs until dark, 10 o'clock, but I'm not. I'm going to cut my day short, and I'm getting up there. But you got to understand something, people. I can't do it by myself. Vicky cannot do it by herself. Timothy Jacobs running for Mount Morenci County Clerk. Mike Carl running for Mount Morenci Sheriff. We can't do it by ourselves. You have got to get involved, and you got to get involved now. It's all hands on deck. Folks, these absentee ballots start going out a week from Saturday. This is Wednesday. A week from this Saturday, absentee ballots are being mailed out to people. They will be getting their ballots, marking their ballots, filling them out, and returning them. This is crunch time. This is all hands on deck. If you want to volunteer, I had a lady from Kalkaska that called Vicky's phone yesterday because she saw her card for Antrim County Clerk. She said, "Randy, I want to help. What can I do?" I said, "Where do you live?" "Kalkaska on 131. I said, "I could really get a hand in putting out yard signs on the intersection corners of Mancelona. If we can chip away at the Democrats in Mancelona that are going to be voting for the Democrats running as Republicans against Vicky, if we can get her name recognition out there and we can get Mancelona even 20% more of the vote from Mancelona, we can win this race." You know what she said? "I'll take 100. I don't even know this woman. She's never listened to this show. She saw Vicky's business card that she was going to clean up the qualified voter files. She's getting rid of the dead people and the people that no longer live in our county and locking them down. We're going to restore election integrity in Antrim County. She said, "Give me 100 yard signs. I'll get them out." She's on disability, Social Security, fixed income. She's willing to drive her own car to put out 100 yard signs for Vicky, and she doesn't even live in Antrim County. I said, "Honey, I can't let you do that. I'm going to give you some gas money." She goes, "No, I want to do it." God bless you, Laura. You know, the thing of it is, people, she cares because her daughter, her son-in-law, and her grandkids live in Antrim County. She wants their votes to count in November and starting in 2026 when Vicky has been the clerk. And in 2025, the non-election year, she cleans up the qualified voter files here in Antrim County. She wants to know that the vote for the next governor of the state of Michigan in 2026 will be legitimate, where her daughter, son-in-law, and grandkids live. What are you willing to volunteer for your candidates? They need help. They need money. They need mailers. They need signs out. Pick a candidate that you're supported, that you're passionate about, and do something for them. Even if it's just putting out signs on the corners. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, here on 97.7 FM, WC, Schweitzer, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great, wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that